जय राधमाधव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ क्लास बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस फ्रॉम द बुक नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन डिलीवर्ड ऑन 1st of August 2015 in North America.
Gopi jana bala bha Yuvara dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण वेरी हैप्पी दैट सो मेनी ऑफ यू आर एबल टू टर्न अप फॉर द लेक्चर सो रूप गोस्वामी गेव अस मेनी वंडरफुल बुक्स. Are all of you familiar with Rupa Goswami?
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes.
Is there anyone who hasn't heard of Rupa Goswami?
Yes.
Who is Rupa Goswami?
One of the six
Goswamis of Vrindavan. One of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. We, ISKCON devotees, are also known as Rupa Nugas. Because it means we are the followers of the teaching of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami gave us many books. In fact, at one time, Rupa Goswami, along with his brother Sanatan, was working for a very powerful king. Yesterday, we were explaining Sanatan Goswami's position. We discussed this. Rupa Goswami, however, was not interested government work. And so he resigned and on the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he came to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya gave him the following assignments: write books on devotional service, to inspire the construction of temples, and to identify places where the Lord has performed his pastimes. Today when you go to Vrindavan, your guide tells you, this is where Krishna did this pastime. This is where he did this pastime, isn't it? How are they able to do it? Due to the work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. This Krishna conscious movement is based on Shastra. Shastra means words of God. And everything that we do is supported in the scriptures. Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya, did not give us anything that was not in the scriptures. And if you follow the Shastra, then you can never go wrong. So the Srimad Bhagavatam presents the path of pure devotional service. Yesterday we were speaking on Vyasadeva, and we mentioned how Vyasadeva, even after having compiled the vast Vedic literature, was still feeling very sad and despondent. He felt that there's something lacking in his efforts. And as he was meditating on this, Narada Muni appeared on the scene. Narada Muni appeared and told him that the cause of his dissatisfaction was that he had not explained the process of pure devotional service. And then we asked him to proceed to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Rupa Goswami gave us many books based on the Vedic Shastra. So, Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, was published under the title of Nectar of Devotion. I was there in Los Angeles in 1970. When the book had just come from the printer in Japan, Prabhupada was on his Vyasasana, and the whole temple was fully packed. Prabhupada lifted the nectar of devotion, showed it to all the devotees and said, "This is the law book of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Every devotee should read it." And I was very pleased this morning when I went to Sakshi Krishna's house. I saw this nectar devotion. Not only did I see it, it's full of flags. You see these flags? You see them? You can see the flags?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
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 So what do these flags indicate?
Yes.
Indicates that these are pages where you consider very important. Am I right, Sakshi? These are important points that you must refer to. So that's how these books have to be read. Prabhupada's books should not be read half an hour before sleeping time. And you there as a sleeping pill. These books should be read just like you read your books when you were studying in college. When you were fully awake. Prabhupada wanted us to study these books. So Rupa Goswami, in chapter 1, explains the characteristics of pure devotional service. What is pure devotional service? Pure devotional service is that process where we want to serve the Lord without expecting anything in return. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj explains this. Prahlad Maharaj, as you know, had to undergo a lot of inconveniences to show his devotion to Vishnu. And his father threw him from the top of mountains, had poison administered, had poisonous snakes around him. Elephants walk on him, still he survived. So the Lord, after he killed Hiranyakashipu, told Prahlad, "Prahlad, because of me, you had to undergo so much difficulty. What can I do for you? What favor do you want from me?" Prahlad said, "My dear Lord, I don't want any favors from you. A devotee who wants favor from the Lord is a vanik." Vanik is a Sanskrit word. It means businessman. "I don't want anything from you." He said, "A servant who does service in exchange for material benefit is not a servant, but he's a, what is he? Businessman. And a master who gives benediction just because he's going to get something in exchange is not a true master. He's also a businessman." So a master says, "Oh, I'm going to give this man diksha. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him these facilities because I'll get something in exchange. He's not a true master." So pure devotional service is that position where we want to serve the Lord without expecting anything in return. This may be a very advanced goal to realize, but we should know what our ultimate destination is so that we can move forward towards that destination. So the Prabhupada Swami says, one characteristic of pure devotional service is bring immediate relief from all kinds of material distress. So, in material life, there is nothing but distress. And why is it distress? Material body is a bad bargain. Is it a good bargain or a bad bargain?
Bad.
Not a good bargain? You get your green card, American citizenship, good job. Is it still a bad bargain or then it's a good bargain? It's still a bad bargain. Even if you become Bill Gates. Everyone's heard of Bill Gates? Great renounced man. He is one of the richest men in the world. The richest. But he's using all his money in charity. He has one son and one daughter. So he told his son and daughter, "You're not going to get a penny for my money. My money is all going for charity." So that is that. So, we are all experiencing distress. Birth, death, disease, old age. When you're young, youthful, energetic, you say, "Where is the distress? This is sadhu's propaganda. They are trying to scare us. They are pessimist people." You can be as optimistic as you want, but that's not going to change the ground reality. The ground reality is there is birth, death, disease, old age. Disease is caused by the mind, disease is caused by other entities, and disease is caused by material nature. So, distress is there. We have all committed a variety of sinful activities. That's why we are here. Some sinful activities results we are experiencing now. Some we'll experience later. Whereas if we take to pure devotional service, it brings you relief. Once you are engaged in pure devotional service, it frees you from material distress. Because devotional service is on the transcendental platform. Material, you may perform pious activities, but the results will be there. Whereas, if you are taking to pure devotional service, then it frees you from all material distress. So one of the benefits of pure devotional service is it frees you from all distress. It is all auspicious. Therefore it says, another characteristic is the beginning of all auspiciousness. That is, what auspicious, what inauspicious. We don't have that understanding. We think that if we want real auspiciousness, then we should take the devotional service. Devotional service is so powerful, even if someone, for example, innocently or intentionally chants the name of Krishna, he gets benefit. We often go on Harina. And when you go on Harina, so many people hear the holy name. Even the trees and plants, you get the holy name benefits. So devotional service is so powerful that it is all auspicious. Render, whether we render devotional service knowingly or unknowingly, it is beneficial. Just like sometimes we go to preach and people take our books. They may not know the benefit of taking the books, but because they've taken the books, they're going to get benefit. So if you want to perform truly auspicious activities, sometimes people believe in giving charity and they think this is auspicious. It may be, but real auspiciousness is when you give people knowledge by which they can free themselves from what? From what? From the cycle of birth and death. So, the Bhagavad Gita Swami says, devotional service is all auspicious. And auspicious for everyone. Whether you know the benefit, whether you know you get benefit or not. Pure devotional service automatically puts one, gives one transcendental pleasure. We are all looking for pleasure, true or false?
True.
Lord Manas says in the 7th canto, "Nata vidam sotagati vivasham." People do not know how real happiness can be found. So, there is material pleasure and there is transcendental pleasure. Material pleasure is derived through activities of sense enjoyment. smoking, drinking, illicit sex, gambling, etc. Now, material pleasures, as you know, all have a beginning and an end. You may be youthful, you may have a very melodious voice, you may have a huge fortune I have with you. But is this fortune going to remain permanently?
No.
Is this youth going to remain permanently? You may be Miss World or Miss India or Miss America. You're not going to be Miss India or Miss World every year. Because our beauty also fades with time. Our voice fades with time. Our intelligence fades with time. So material pleasures, as Rupa Goswami says, are all temporary. Rupa Goswami discusses three avenues of pleasure. Pleasure derived by spiritual activities, pleasure derived by material activities, and pleasure derived by impersonal realization. With regards to pleasure derived by material activities, Rupa Goswami says, they can end at any moment. True? The Soviet millionaires who die in a second. President Kennedy was one of the richest men in America, but in a fraction of a second he was shot. So material pleasures are all temporary. They have a beginning and an end. Spiritual pleasure, on the other hand, is always increasing. As we surrender to the Lord, you get more and more pleasure. In the fifth canto, you read about Lord Rishabdev's instruction. Rishabdev was the king of the planet, and he had 100 sons. And he was instructing his 100 sons about the glories of devotional service. So he told them, do not lead this life like cats and dogs. Rather use this life to perform austerity. For whom? For the pleasure of the Lord. And then sometimes people say, okay, if I perform austerity, what am I going to get in exchange? Is there anything you get in exchange for performing austerity? Who knows? Anybody wants to answer? We perform austerity. We follow four regular principles. We chant Hare Krishna. We read Bhagavad Gita. These are all austerity. Is there anything we'll get in exchange?
Happiness.
You get transcendental pleasure. You get real pleasure. And then why would people chant? Prabhupada was once giving a lecture in Dallas. Prabhupada said, the Mahanans came to India and they converted people by the sword. You change, others will kill you. The Christians came to India and they bribed people to change. He said, I'm an old man. I have to come to your country with no sword and no money. Still, you're taking great wife. Because Krishna is all attractive. So when we chant Hare Krishna, when we engage in bhakti, you get real pleasure, not false pleasure. In material life, you want to make sure everything is real, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A few years ago, there was a strong rumor in America that the $100 bills, somebody had injected fake bills in the currency. So if you went with a $100 bill to any shop, they had a special machine by which they would detect it's real or false. You remember that? No. You remember? Yeah. So when you go to India, where you get duplicates of anything, and you want to make sure the medicine you're buying is real, the water you're buying is real, isn't it? So, we all want real things in life. Many years ago, the Coca-Cola company had an advertising slogan, the real thing. It meant everything was false is the real thing. So similarly, when it comes to happiness, we want the real happiness. So Rupa Goswami says, the real happiness has a beginning and an end, and can end at any time. And if you are deriving material happiness from material sinful activities, not only will you get it an end at any time, you'll also get the reaction. You want to smoke, drink, there's reaction. Take the risk of cancer. Cancer has become so prominent today. Why? Because of bad habits. If you analyze most of the diseases, they're all due to bad habits. Take, for example, AIDS. The whole world is trying to find a solution to AIDS. There's a simple solution to AIDS. Follow the laws of God. If you want to follow the laws of God, get hit by cancer, get hit by AIDS, and so forth. So material pleasure has a beginning and an end. But Lord Vishnu said, in exchange for austerity, you'll get spiritual pleasure. And the nature of the spiritual pleasure is always increasing. That's why people chant. You can chant the holy names day and night. People wonder, are these people brainwashed? They chant the holy name day and night and they don't get tired. They are not brainwashed. This is the transcendental nature of the holy name. So Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is the beginning of all of auspiciousness, and it gives one real transcendental pleasure. You may say, but I'm chanting, I'm not getting any transcendental pleasure. I get bored when I'm chanting. Even if you get bored when you're chanting, chant. Just like when you're sick, you don't feel like taking the medicine. There's so many things in life we don't want to do. But we do it. Why? We do it because you know it's the right thing. A child doesn't want to take medicine. Well, the parents force the child to take medicine because they know it's beneficial for the child. So exactly in this mood, we know that chanting is beneficial. We know that devotional service is beneficial. We know that sadhana sangha is beneficial. Therefore, we should take part in these activities. Then Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is rarely achieved. It is not that everyone can get pure bhakti. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Bhavanam, Janmanam, Ante. After many, many births, is he the fortunate soul who receives the seed of bhakti, who receives knowledge about bhakti. Prabhupada was once given a lecture in Australia. And one reporter asked him, he said, if your Krishna consciousness is perfect, why is this hall fully packed? And Prabhupada said, when you're selling diamonds, only few will buy. But when you're selling broken club glass, thousands of fools will buy. So Krishna consciousness is like a diamond. and only the most intelligent will buy. So, pure devotional service is very rarely achieved. If you are very, very fortunate, you get pure devotional service. So, Rupa Goswami is saying, pure devotional service is rarely achieved. So, you devotees are very fortunate. You have received information on the importance of pure devotional service. You know that Krishna is supreme. The medium to attract Krishna is the holy name. So take advantage of it. Don't miss the opportunity. Rupa Goswami, the author of Nectar Devotion, says, my dear friend, whatever price you have to pay, pay the price. Become Krishna conscious. just like if something happens to some part of your body. You want it cured, isn't it? Even if you sell all your jewelry, all your house, you want to be cured. So similarly, serving Krishna, pleasing Krishna is our foremost duty. And how do you please Krishna? That is explained in the scripture. So Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is rarely achieved. In other words, out of millions who try to understand Krishna, one can understand him. These souls who have faith in Krishna are very fortunate. We should make sure that the faith develops. Then Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service derives the only concept of liberation. So there are different types of liberation. You can become one with the Lord, you can have the same features as the Lord, the same opulence as the Lord. But one who takes a pure devotional service, he's not worried about his own liberation. He's worried about just becoming Krishna conscious. If the Lord wants, he's ready to go to hell. If the Lord wants, he's ready to go back to God. His desire is just to serve the Lord. This may be pure devotional service, but we should know what are the characteristics. Then Rupa Goswami says, pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. So how can you attract Krishna? Can you attract Krishna with your money? You're a billionaire. So Krishna is going to get attracted. Can you attract Krishna with your material knowledge?
No.
With a material power?
No.
Then what can you attract Krishna with? You can't buy him, you can't bribe him, you can't. So how can you attract Krishna?
By surrendering
him. Huh?
By
bhakti, by bhakti, by devotion.
Love.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram, pushpam, phalam,
toyam.
He says, if you offer me with love and devotion, patram, what's patram?
Tulsi leaves.
Pushpam,
flowers.
Phalam,
fruits.
And he doesn't say phalam has to be from America or California. Any phalam. And toyam. Toyam means water. He doesn't even say it has to be pure mineral water. It's even contaminated water. Krishna said, offer me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, and then
fruit,
and then
water.
I will accept it. But if you offer Krishna proudly, take this, Krishna won't accept it. He's looking for
love
and devotion. Krishna is complete in all respects. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need you, and he certainly doesn't need me. But he's giving us the opportunity to engage in service. In the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, we read about Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, we are engaged in devotional service for our benefit, for our purification, not for anybody else's purification. Sometimes, you know, we think that, oh, I'm obliging somebody by doing devotional service. You're not obliging anyone. You're just obliging yourself. If you do devotional service, if you chant, you are the beneficiary. And if you don't do it, then you are the loser. So, devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna. And devotional service is so powerful. Even if you render something accidentally, you get benefit. There's a story you read. There was a village in India where there was a temple, but there was no electricity in that village. In that temple, to get direction of the deities, there was a small lamp, ghee lamp. So once the ghee lamp was fading away, and it would have faded away, the flame would have gone, and nobody would be able to have darshan of the deity. There was a small rat over there. The rat thought, oh, the ghee must be very tasty. Then you go and taste it. And when you taste it, and it accidentally pushed a cotton, as a result of which, the flame became brighter and sharper. And as a result of which, people could have better darshan of the deity. Just for this tiny service, the rat went back to Godhead. The devotional service is so powerful. And Krishna says, Rupa Goswami says, devotional service is the only means by which you can attract Krishna. So Krishna is looking for a love and devotion. Krishna wants us to engage in devotional service for our benefit, not for His benefit. Just like a father or mother is very pleased when they see their dependents make progress. And surely, the Lord and the Guru are pleased when they see their disciples making progress. So, Rupa Goswami explains, take to the path of pure devotional service. We can take to many paths. The pure devotional service is a theme of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, you all are fortunate in that you've come to spiritual life. But now you should make sure that the spiritual life develops. When you come to spiritual life, it's not that Maya will go to sleep. It's not that Maya is going to say, okay, now he got initiated, now he surrendered, I'm going to leave him alone. No, Maya gets even more active. Maya intensifies her effort. Maya is Krishna's pure devotee. She has a twofold task. She has a task for, one, to create opportunities by which we can get bewildered, and two, to test us. So Maya is always testing us. But then Maya sees, oh, this man is determined to serve Krishna. And Maya surrenders and lets him serve. So, when you come into a spiritual life, Maya intensifies her efforts to bewilder us. But we should stay in sadhu sangha. We should chant the holy name. Read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Worship the Lord with faith and reverence. And if you follow these guidelines, you'll be able to make spiritual advancement. Prabhupada wrote so many books. We should read these books. When we are pursuing professional carriers, we read professional books, don't we?
Yes.
I meet many youngsters in America. And many of them want to enter medical school. And if you want to enter medical school, now in America you really have to work hard. 20 years ago it was easier. But now you really have to get top grades to enter medical school. It's not as bad as India, but it's still pretty tough. So if you want to enter medical school, when people make sacrifices and study hard to get top grades. So similarly, we know this is the real pleasure. This is the real asset. So we should make an effort with determination. Rupa Goswami says we should be determined. We should be enthusiastic. So please be enthusiastic and be determined. Read Prabhupada's books regularly. All of you are educated. Prabhupada's books have been translated more than 75 languages of the world. Read these books and thereby you'll be able to find your happiness. So chant and read and there'll be success. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnanaanjan Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I assume most of you, if not all of you, speak Hindi or at least understand Hindi. I am correct or?
Yes.
And besides, I am not very much fluent in English. So I would like to say something in Hindi. It is okay?
Yes.
Maharaj ji bol rahe the, vishesh karwa jo कोट किया भाग भगवत गीता का श्लोक पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तोयम यो मे भक्त्या प्रयक्षति तदहम भक्ति उपहृतम स्नामे प्रेतात्मना। भगवान भगवत गीता में कहते हैं कि यदि कोई व्यक्ति प्रेम से भक्ति से मुझे पत्र पुष्प फल अथवा जल अर्पित करता है तो मैं उसे ग्रहण करता हूँ। वैदिक इतिहास में आप लोग जानते हैं बहुत सी कथाएं हैं, ऐसे तो बहुत लोग भगवान को नैवेद्य अर्पित करते हैं, भगवान ग्रहण करते हैं, लेकिन वैदिक इतिहास में कुछ लोग विशिष्ट लोग जाने जाते हैं जिन्होंने भगवान को प्रेम से खिलाया था। विदुर जी का नाम आता है, विदुर के यहाँ भगवान खाए थे, सबरी का फल खाए थे, सबरी जानते हैं सबरी के विषय में, जूठा फल उसने खिलाया था। और एक और भी भगवान को खिलाने वाले बढ़िया खिलाने वालों में नाम आता है सुदामा जी का, सुदामा जी भगवान को कुछ खिलाए थे। तो इसमें से बहुत से और भी हैं, लिस्ट बहुत लंबा है, बहुत लोगों ने खिलाया है भगवान को। तो मैं सुदामा जी के खिलाने की बात की और कथा तो नहीं बताएंगे, समय हम लोगों के पास लिमिटेड है। सुदामा जी भगवान के मित्र थे। जब भगवान मथुरा से उज्जैन में अध्ययन करने के लिए गए थे सांदीपनि मुनि के आश्रम में, उसी समय उसी काल में सुदामा जी अपने यहाँ से उसी आश्रम में पढ़ने के लिए आए थे। तो वहीं सुदामा जी की और भगवान की मित्रता हुई थी, एक दूसरे को जानते थे। इसके बाद विद्यालय का कार्य गुरुकुल का पढ़ाई समाप्त हुआ, अपने अपने घर गए। सुदामा जी एक गरीब ब्राह्मण थे और भगवान तो राजा ही जैसा, ऐसे ऑफिशियली भगवान तो राजा नहीं थे, उग्रसेन जी राजा थे, लेकिन भगवान ही राजा थे मथुरा के और बाद में द्वारिका के बहुत बड़े राजा हुए। सबसे ऑपुलेंट किंगडम था भगवान का, स्वयं भगवान थे वहां पर, धर्मा सभा थी। और सुदामा जी बहुत ही गरीब ब्राह्मण थे, दो समय का भोजन भी नहीं, अपने सारे प्रयास करके दो समय का भोजन भी नहीं प्रस्तुत कर सकते थे। उनके बच्चे भी थे, बच्चे शाम को सोते समय रोने लगते थे माता पिता से, अपने ही वो बच्चे ब्लड और फ्लेश हैं, आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं, रोते थे, खाने को कुछ नहीं है, जैसे तैसे सुदामा जी और उनकी पत्नी थी थपथपा का सुला देते कि बेटा धैर्य रखो, कल भोजन मिल जाएगा। तो बच्चे शाम को पानी पीकर सो जाते थे। आप लोग बहुत से गृह से कल्पना कीजिए, आपका बच्चा भूखा कुछ मांग रहा है और आपका सामर्थ्य नहीं है कुछ दे सके, कितना। तो सुदामा जी वैसे गृहस्थ से बच्चे हैं, रोते हुए सो जाते थे। उनके पत्नी के को भी दुख लगता था, माँ को भी दुख लगता था। सुदामा जी निष्कंचन भगवान से कुछ लेना नहीं चाहते थे। शुद्ध भक्ति का लक्षण है कि वह अहेतु की भगवान भगवान भक्ति के अंदर कुछ नहीं लेना है। लेकिन विकट स्थिति थी, सुदामा जी तो नहीं चाहते थे, लेकिन उनकी पत्नी ने आग्रह किया कि आपके मित्र हैं, भगवान द्वारका में नजदीक ही हैं, थोड़ा सा जाइए, कम से कम बच्चों को हम दो टाइम भोजन तो खिला, रोटी तो खिला सकें। सुदामा जी नहीं जाना चाहते थे, कहते थे कि मैं कैसे भगवान से मांगूंगा। महाराज बता रहे थे, प्रहलाद जी ने तो भगवान को डांट दिया, भगवान देना चाहते थे नृसिंह भगवान, तो प्रहलाद महाराज ने डांट दिया कि मैं व्यापारी बनिया नहीं हूं, है ना, बनिया कुछ देता है तो कुछ लेता है, तो मैं वैसे शुद्ध हूं। तो वैसे कोई भी भक्त भगवान से कुछ नहीं चाहता है, सुदामा जी भी नहीं चाहते थे कि मैं जाऊं, और जाऊंगा भी तो कैसे मुंह खोलूंगा कि भगवान हमको दीजिए, कृष्ण हमको दीजिए। उनकी पत्नी ने आश्वासन दिया कि आप केवल जाइए, वो ऐसा दरबार है आपको मुंह खोलना नहीं पड़ेगा, आप केवल वहां उपस्थित हो जाइए, आपको समझे मुंह खोलना नहीं पड़ेगा, कहना नहीं पड़ेगा, जाना एनफ है। सुदामा जी जा रहे थे, तो यानी भगवान के पास जाते हैं, मंदिर में जाते हैं, बड़े लोगों से मिलने जाते हैं, तो इटिकेट है कुछ उपहार लेकर जाना चाहिए कुछ देने के लिए। सुदामा जी को भी ले जाना था कुछ, तो घर में क्या था, कुछ नहीं था। पत्नी ने दूसरे घर से मांग कर उधार, अपने घर में नहीं था कि थोड़ा सा चावल दे सके, चिवड़ा, चिवड़ा हम लोग कहते हैं ना, दूसरे के घर से इंफीरियर टाइप का, जैसे तो पड़ोसी ने दे दिया, तो उसी को बांध कर कपड़े में बांध कर सुदामा जी गए थे, या कि उपहार कुछ दूंगा। लेकिन सुदामा जी वहां पर पहुंचे तो द्वारिका का वैभव, वहां का शान सोकर देखकर वो लज्जित होने लगे। जैसे तैसे, लंबी कथा है हम उसको संक्षिप्त करना चाहेंगे, जैसे तैसे द्वारपाल लोग भगवान के पास ले गए उनको। वैदिक ग्रंथों में ऐसा वर्णन है कि भगवान सुदामा जी को दैन्य देखकर, जूता नहीं था कहे थे तो जूता नहीं, इतना अफोर्ड नहीं कर सकते, शूज को अफोर्ड नहीं, कपड़ा भी गंदा था, शरीर तो खाने बिना कैसा दुबला पतला था। वहां पर पहुंचे, भगवान ने सुदामा जी का सम्मान किया और अपने सिंहासन पर बैठा दिया, और ऐसा वर्णन किया गया है वैदिक ग्रंथों में कि स्वयं भगवान सुदामा जी के पैर धोए थे। भगवान राजा कृष्ण द्वारकाधीश हैं, लेकिन एक गेस्ट उनके मित्र आ गए, ब्राह्मण आ गए दिन ही, तो उनके पैर धोए थे। एक अतिशयोक्ति अलंकार में ऐसा कहा गया है, भगवान पात्र में जल लेकर आए, सुदामा जी के पैर के नीचे रखे धोना चाहते थे, लेकिन पानी को टच भी नहीं किया भगवान, उनके नेत्रों से इतने अश्रु प्रवाहित होते थे, उसी से भगवान ने धो दिया। दो पैर थे तो आंख इतना आंसु बह रहा था भगवान के, कि उनके सुदामा जी के पैर को भगवान ने अपने अश्रुओं से, प्रेमाश्रुओं से धोया था। सुदामा जी बहुत संकुचित हो रहे थे, वो नहीं चाहते थे कि ऐसा मन में पछता हुए मैं क्यों आया, बल्कि नहीं आया होता, भगवान हमारा पैर धो रहे हैं तो हमारे लिए बड़ी खराब बात है। तो बड़े संकुचित थे, कपड़ा भी उपयुक्त नहीं था उस राज दरबार के लिए। भगवान थोड़ा उनको संकट में डाल दिए, पूछे कि सुदामा जी मेरे मित्र, मेरी भाभी ने अवश्य आपको मेरे लिए कुछ उपहार दिया होगा, भाई थे, भाई मानते थे, तो भाई की पत्नी भाभी है, मेरी भाभी ने आपकी पत्नी ने ऐसा खुले हाथ बिना हाथ कुछ दिए, ऐसा हो नहीं सकता है कि हमसे उसे प्रेम करके कुछ नहीं दिया हो। सुदामा जी को उसने दिया था और सुदामा जी पहले से छुपा लिए थे, ये कहना नहीं देना, क्या दे सकते द्वारकाधीश को इतना अपने समय ऐसा चावल मैं कैसे दूंगा। और तब तक तो आशा था कि कहते छिप जाएगा बात, लेकिन भगवान तो मांग ही दिया कि, और वो अभी कह दिया कि नहीं अवश्य मेरी भाभी ने जरूर कुछ दिया होगा। सुदामा जी एक बार साहस किए झूठ बोल देने का, झूठ बोल दें कि नहीं दिया है, एकदम साहस बटोर लिए कि कह दू कि नहीं नहीं दिया है, झूठ बोलने के लिए झूठ मारा था, उसे साहस करना था, ब्राह्मण थे, झूठ उनके मुंह से निकल नहीं सकता था, लेकिन यहाँ तो नहीं देना है तो झूठ बोलना ही चाहिए। इसी उधेड़बुन में पड़ गया, थोड़ा सा छुपाने लगे, झूठ बोलना है तो थोड़ा सा भाई कि कहीं देखना। उनको सुदामा जी के बोलने के पहले भगवान का नजर से कुछ ऐसे इसमें कुछ कर रहे, आर्म पीट में कुछ कर रहे, तो भगवान भाई उसमें क्या है, कुछ नहीं। तो भगवान झट से कपड़ा खींच दिए, कपड़ा खींचे, उतना पुराना कपड़ा था, जीर्ण शीर्ण था, भगवान खींचे तो वो बंधन खुल गया, फट गया कपड़ा और चावल बिखर गया, फर्श पर बिखर गया, और भगवान उसी चावल को खाए थे जैसा था। सुदामा जी का तो हृदय एकदम बहुत दुखी हो रहा था, क्या हो रहा है, हम पर अन्याय हो रहा है, भगवान ये क्या कर रहे हैं। वहां पर भगवान ने बताया है, एक बात कही है, सुदामा जी मुझे बहुत खाने को मिला है, मेरी अपनी माँ यशोदा हमको क्या नहीं ब्रज में खिलाया, गोपियों ने हमको क्या नहीं खिलाया, उसकी कोई तुलना नहीं हो सकती है। इसके बाद मैं मथुरा में आया तो मथुरा के जिदवंशी लोग थे, इन्वाइट करते थे हमको खिलाने के लिए, कितना बढ़िया सम्पूर्ण फिश बनाकर खिलाए। और फिर द्वारका में, द्वारका के लोग भी इन्वाइट करते थे भगवान को खिलाना, खिलाते थे, तो मैं जो बहुत हमको खाने को मिला, ऐसा नहीं भूखा नहीं हूँ, लेकिन मैं आपके भरी सभा में, सुधर्म सभा में कहता हूँ, मैं झूठ नहीं बोलता हूँ, आज तक इस चावल में जितना टेस्ट आया अब तक मुझे जीवन में ऐसा टेस्ट नहीं आया था, तो प्रेम का चावल का कोई क्वालिटी नहीं था। भगवान कहते हैं पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तो यो मे में भक्त्या परक्षति तद हम भक्ति उपहृतम स्नान प्रतात्मा। यदि भगवान को कोई प्रेम से भक्ति से देता है तो उसे वो ग्रहण करते हैं। तो महाराज कह रहे थे, थोड़ा हमें याद आ गया, पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तो यो मे भक्त्या परक्षति तद हम भक्ति उपहृतम स्नान प्रतात्मा। हमको भगवान को खिलाना चाहिए, देना चाहिए, हम प्रेम से देते हैं तो भगवान हमारे उपहार को बड़े प्रेम से स्वीकार करते हैं। सुदामा जी के नगर तुक्ष इनसिग्निफिकेंट चूड़े को उन्होंने खाया था, और यह कह दिया कि आज तक ऐसा टेस्ट हमको मिला ही नहीं था, फर्स्ट टाइम इतना स्वादिष्ट मैं खा रहा हरे कृष्ण प्रताप की।
Any questions? Yesterday you all had a lot of questions. You probably exhausted your stock yesterday.
Okay. I have to ask one thing.
She have all first, you second.
Okay, you go ahead, Madhuri. So you said in the beginning of the class that one who performs devotional service does not experience distress.
No, it puts an end of distress. In other words, when you start rendering devotional service, eventually you'll get completely purified and your material desires will be replaced by spiritual desires. So once you do spiritual activities, then the stress will automatically go away. It's a beginning. In other words, it's not that if I take the devotional service today, there will be no distress from tomorrow. We have all committed simple activities. Some results we're experiencing today, some tomorrow. Some are fructified, some are not fructified. So if we start having pure emotional service, then there will be nothing negative. In other words, this path will gradually purify you. It's not instant. You can't say, now I'm chanting 60 rounds, I just got initiated, so there should be no distress at all. Krishna minimizes the distress, he doesn't become zero. Yeah.
Maharaj, when Lord Krishna says, surrender unto me, can you please elaborate the word being surrender, or what does that include?
What does it mean? Surrender means do what I say. Simple language. Surrender doesn't mean you say I'm surrendered to Krishna and do your own nonsense. Surrender means you do what you say. Just like a law-abiding citizen. What does it mean, law-abiding? One who follows the laws of the state. Isn't it? So, surrender to Krishna means do what Krishna wants you to do. But Krishna doesn't want you to do something that's impractical. Krishna doesn't say, if you're a householder, leave your family. If you're doing a job, don't do your job. Krishna is giving you practical instructions. Chant Hare Krishna. He doesn't say chant 24 hours. If you can chant 24 hours, fine. But just chant 16 rounds. He doesn't say don't eat. But eat Krishna prasad. He doesn't say don't dance and smile. But do it in a spiritual way. You don't have to get drunk and go to a ballroom dance. We were once doing a program in Russia, in one hall, and the next hall, with a band playing, people were getting drunk and dancing. And in our hall, we were doing kirtan loudly and devotees were dancing. The sound from our hall was entering their hall, and their sound was coming to our hall. So, these people were very curious. What's happening? What are these people doing? So they came inside and they started seeing devotees chanting and dancing and such activity. They said, how do you people dance? You're not getting drunk, you're not holding a girl's hand. Sylvia looks so blissful. So the point is, if you do what Krishna wants you to do, you'll get real spiritual pleasure. But Krishna doesn't say, don't eat, don't laugh, don't dance. If you want to wear nice clothes, you can wear nice clothes, no problem. If you want to drive a Bentley car, you can do that. But do what Krishna wants you to do. Yes, more questions.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, I have a question from Sudama and Krishna's story. What I have heard, that Krishna kabhi kisi ko bhuka nahi sulate. तो जो सुदामा की फैमिली थी वो ऐसे किस कारण से सिचुएशन में आए जहाँ उनकी फैमिली को खाना नहीं मिलता था शाम को सोने से पहले
This Maharaj spoke on this story. No, I can answer in the proper etiquette would be. Brahmins are generally poor.
पर्सन पूछा है सुदामा और कृष्णा जी की स्टोरी से जैसे आपने बताया कि सुदामा जी के बच्चों को शाम को खाना भी नहीं मिलता था कई बार पानी पिला के थपकी देके सुला दिया अब ऐसा सुना है कि भगवान कभी किसी को भूखा नहीं सुलाते तो वो उनकी जो सिचुएशन ऐसी हुई उसके पीछे क्या रहस्य है रीजन बिहाइंड दैट
कभी कभी भगवान अपने भक्तों को उसके ग्लोरी को बढ़ाने के लिए कुछ अकवर्ड पोजीशन में डालते हैं जैसे एक स्वर्णकार होता है तो सोना बनाने वाला तो उसे सोना को आग में डालता है और चमक आ जाए तो कभी कभी उच्च श्रेष्ठ भक्तों को भगवान का विधान होता है संकट में डालते हैं दुख में डालते हैं ताकि उसका ग्लोरी और बढ़े यश्याहम अनुगृहामी हरिषे तद धनम सुनहि भगवान एक जगह कहते हैं भागवतम में जिस पर मैं कृपा करता हूँ उसका धीरे धीरे पूरा धन छीन लेता है, वो फ्रस्ट्रेटेड हो जाता है,
लोग डर जाएंगे,
फिर वो प्रयास करता है कुछ लोन लेकर जैसा आगे, फिर उसमें उसको भी मैं विफल कर देता हूँ, तब वो एकदम एकांतिक रूप से मेरे शरण में आ जाता है, देखकर सब उसके संबंधी लोग साथ छोड़ देते हैं, मित्र लोग साथ छोड़ देते हैं, सब लोग तिरस्कार, एकांतिक रूप से मेरी भक्ति का आश्रय मेरे शरण में आता है। तो यह कभी कभी होता है, युधिष्ठिर महाराज कोई गलत आदमी नहीं थे, धर्म पुत्र है, धर्मराज लोग जानते हैं, जुए में हारना पड़ा, हारे थे, भरी सभा में उनकी पत्नी द्रौपदी जो कि उस समय विश्व की सबसे प्रतिष्ठित नारी थी, उनके सामने नग्न करने का प्रयास किया गया, इसके बाद राज्य खो दिए, 12 वर्ष तो तक जंगल में रहना पड़ा और 1 वर्ष तक अज्ञात वर्ष, कितना भयावह दुख लक्षा के, यह सब भगवान इसलिए किए, ऐसा नहीं कि जो युधिष्ठिर महाराज कोई पाप था ऐसा थे, ऐसा भगवान कभी कभी अपने भक्तों को ऐसे सिचुएशन में रखते हैं कि उस स्थिति में भी भक्ति को इंटैक्ट रहता है, तो वह अपने उच्च हाई मैंने उच्चतम कोटि के भक्तों के लिए करते हैं, हम जैसे अध कचरे भक्तों को ऐसा टेस्ट भगवान नहीं ले
Didn't it have to do something with that they went to get the firewood from
the forest?
From the forest for their teacher.
वो सब कथा सैशव के लिए कहा गया है, लेकिन उसमें वो जब चना खा लिए छुपा, कभी 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 का वक्ता का अधिकार होता है कथा सैशव रोचक बनाने के लिए, कुछ ये होती है तो एग्जैक्ट शास्त्रीय बात नहीं होती है, सुदामा जी इतना नहीं कि छुपा कर उनसे छुपा कर चना खाए वो, लेकिन ठीक है कथा सैशव समझ अधिकार वक्ता का होता है कि वो रोचक बढ़िया से प्रस्तुत करे, कोई अब्सक्योर अर्थ नहीं करना चाहिए, लेकिन थोड़ा उसका अधिकार होता है कि उसमें क्या कहते हैं कि थीम को बिना बदले लेकिन सर नमक मिर्च मसाला मिलाकर, तो ऐसे ही जो कथा लोग कहते हैं ठीक ही है, लेकिन वास्तविकता है कि वैसा कोई सुधामा उस पटघरी के भक्त होते तो न समान है।
More questions? Yes.
Father, we are chanting.
Bharat ji, Bhavi
Mataji.
Okay.
We'll stop now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So all of you keep chanting.
Sure.
Now what's next?
Prasad.
I thought today was a fast day. No fast. After 9 o'clock, you're not supposed to eat.
She said 10 o'clock.
No, you can't eat. You had to eat. You had to eat before 9. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit gkgoswami.com.